Blog Talk Radio.
And we just praise God for all of his goodness towards us. This is Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with me. Praise the Lamb of God. PSM, Prophetic Truth, is here today, and we thank God for this wonderful Word Thursday. And already the day has opened with a boom. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophetic utterances have already went forth right here. Praise the Lamb of God in telephone conversation. Things of that nature, and we just praising God today for his goodness towards us, people of God, for his goodness towards us. His favor is better than life, hallelujah, and we thank and praise God for you, you, and you, and you, those of you that's chiming in today, praise God. I'm excited about your future. I just want you to know that today, praise God. I see you, 615-864. I see you, praise the Lamb of God, and we're coming to you. Oh, my goodness, let me tell you something today. Hallelujah. Oh, our God is just so good. He's doing so much. He's manifesting his promises in the lives of the believer. And I am just, boy, I'm in awe at what God is doing, at what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. People, 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 all you have to do is get in order and get ready for your blessing. Hallelujah. And God has a blessing in store for you. Whatever he promised, he will deliver. He's God, he's God, he's God. Whatever he promised, he will deliver. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're going to move right along here. Let me see. This is Eric Code 864. That's my daughter. I know that's Sylvia there in the Carolinas. How you doing, honey?
I am fine.
How's the weather, girl? Did you all get any of that rain?
Yes, sir. We had bad weather on Saturday and Sunday, and we lost two lives. Even had roads just cave in. So, yes, sir.
My God. I didn't even see that about your area. I know down in the Phoenix, Arizona area, oh, my goodness, flooding was so bad down there until it was crazy. And then, of course, we had cars floating around here. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me let your sister on here. I'm coming to you, 615. Bertha, how are you?
I am blessed, Father. How are you? How are you, Evangelist Sylvia?
Hi, Mom. Hi.
You know, God spoke to us about these times and that and he was coming. And I told him he was coming in that water. And what can I say? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God did just what he said he was going to do, and he's still doing, you know. And I'm just excited about what God's doing. I hate to hear of deaths and people misplaced and homes lost and properties and things of that nature and lives, but this is the way God has chosen to bring a nation to its knees, to make people acknowledge God again. Praise the Lamb of God. We have walked far from God. Praise the Lord. His precepts, his statutes, his word, his commandments, the whole, as they say, the whole shebang. We have walked away so far, and some of us don't know this because we're so close to the church and we're so close to the word and what have you, until we're insensitive, really, how far the world has gone away from God. When there is no prayers being prayed, hallelujah, for this nation from the president's office down. When there is, I remember that you can find clips of presidents praying, leading the country in prayer. We don't do that no more. We just don't acknowledge God. Everything has a scientific explanation of why it happens, including the rain, the storms, tornadoes, whirlwind. And we have never seen in all of my life devastation and catastrophic events the way we have seen them now in so many different places all at the same time. We have never seen it like this before. And yet no one will say, look at what God is doing, because we're so wrapped in our own selves and our pride and this, that, and another. Praise the Lamb of God. But I come to tell you today, people of God, God is going to get the glory. Hallelujah. He's going to get it. Good morning, Ophelia. How you doing today?
Good morning, Apostle, my brother, and Sophia. How is everyone?
Fine. How are you?
Good.
I got news for you all. Prophet Darrell is on here. Here's Prophet Darrell. Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning, International State Apostle.
Good morning. Prophet Darrell.
Prophet Darrell just carry that light, doesn't he? Just carry that light with him. I tell you the truth. My goodness. Okay, let's see. We got a caller here. I don't want to hold him too long. I just wanted to make sure we had the Presbyter locked up here. Error code 615. This is down Nashville way. This is a Nashville number, Tennessee. Oh, they dropped soon as I said it. Okay, bye. As soon as I said this is a Tennessee number, they dropped. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, you were welcome on the call. We on the thing. They had their line lit up. I acknowledged them, but they dropped soon as I said 615. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God, we're going to prayer. I tell you, I'm excited about God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm excited about the lessons we've been teaching. Oh, my God, they just have been showing up in so many different areas of people talking to me about, praise the Lamb of God, the favor that's on their life, praise the Lamb of God. As a matter of fact, one of our members today, I was telling her this morning, I said, you know, the favor that's on you is causing all of this trouble. It's causing all this stuff going on with you. Oh, my goodness gracious. You got to be you just got to be ready for the you just got to be ready for it. If you're not ready for the favor, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, then brothers and sisters, it will overwhelm you because you will think frustration, praise the Lamb of God, and the adversaries and the antagonists and all this is coming at you. You will think, praise the Lamb of God, that's not a part of your favor. But it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We learned that on yesterday. So we're going to go back to that sometime in the show, right before we go into our word blast here, because I know the Presbyter is here. Prophet Daryl is here. Bertha is here today. Sylvia is here. Praise the Lamb. We can prophesy all day. We can prophesy all day today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we thank and praise God for each of you. Wait a minute. I think this is my daughter, one of them, or my granddaughter, somebody here. Error code 630.
Hey, granddaddy.
Uh-oh, there she is. Praise the Lamb of God, I tell you. How you doing, daughter?
I'm doing good today. Had a little trouble trying to get on.
Really? Well, you know, when the Lord got a blessing for you, you know the devil don't want you to. He don't want you to get on the airway. But it's all right, praise the Lamb of God. Because
about right,
you,
I'm on now.
You on now, that's what you already say, because you are on, praise the Lamb of God. Mm. Hallelujah. Yes, God, when we praise God for your presence today. Oh, my God, this is the prophetic day tonight. Prophecy on our call, praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter, get the phone number to the call. I want you to put that out a couple of times today so that people here can get on the phone call with our prayer line. Praise the Lamb of God, our prophetic prayer line today, this evening at the 10 o'clock hour Eastern time. It's time for us to pray for our nation. It's time for us to pray for one another. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray for our youth. Pray for these crazy police shooting these children, shooting these young folk down. Praise the Lamb. Somebody else called me and said that the police just shot another, praise the Lamb of God, young man, hallelujah, in the back. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Shot him in the back, and the boy was mentally ill. You know?
Yes.
And I'm telling you, this has stopped. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. It's going.
Amen.
It's going to
hallelujah. And Lord. The American society, praise the Lamb of God, has adjusted itself to the position of acceptance of young men dying, praise the Lamb of God, with someone on the other end of a gun saying, I felt threatened. I felt this. I felt that. They said this or they said that. And that just don't cut mustard, praise the Lamb of God. They are unarmed. Where is their weapon? Why are you shooting your gun? Why did you pull the gun? Why did you stop them? Why are you harassing them? Praise the police pulled me over en route to the sanctuary, pulled my car over, Angel and I in the car, and we're going to go on the prayer, and we're riding there, and over in Jackson somewhere, pulled me over, and I said, yes, officer, you was driving in the left lane. That's what he told me. I said, you pulled me over because I was driving in the left lane? Yeah, the left lane is for passing only. I said, you know, you're right about that, officer. Give me your license, your registration. You finna give me a ticket for driving in the left lane? Are you serious? Are you serious?
Huh.
But Spirit of the Lord say, be patient, be calm. I kept my cool. Then he's asking me, where you going? Where you coming from? How long did it take you to get from where you live to here? All this kind of, what that have to do with me driving in the left lane?
Exactly.
Where you going? How long is it going to take you to get there? So I said, I'm a pastor of a church. Pastor Shakespeare is my name, and I'm on my way to Wisconsin to a retreat there in Whitewater, Wisconsin, blah, blah. And he's still, how long is it going to take you to drive there? So I gave my license and registration, and I said, don't be shocked when you look at my license and registration, when you pull it up on the computer. He said, why? I said, because there ain't going to be nothing on my record. You might not think it's me. You might do it a couple times. He come back. It's like you don't even exist. You ain't never had a ticket. Well, I'm not going to be the one spoil it for you, Reverend. Why did you stop me? That's what we call driving while black.
That's what it was.
Hello, light bulbs. You saw a black man in a Cadillac looking young, had my black baseball cap on. Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
You didn't pull me over because I was in the left lane. It was cars in front of me in the left lane.
Come on now.
I'm the only one on the road.
Okay.
They have an harassing spirit.
Yes, they do.
And you have to be very careful out there. I just want to drop that on you all. But I bet you I didn't get no ticket. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Angel said, only you, Daddy, only you. Only you can get away with the police, because every time they stop me or whatever, I walk away free. Praise the Lord, God. Hallelujah. God in me. I'm sorry. Favor Afair works for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to go to prayer. Hallelujah. Boy, I got so many good intercessors here. I don't know who. Do I have any volunteer prayers today? Anybody want to pray who feel like praying? Praise of God. I'm telling you, y'all on here lit up. Who said that?
I pray today.
Oh, Prophet Darrell.
Amen.
Prophet Darrell, I want to pray. My goodness gracious. The man of God wants to pray today. Hallelujah. People, we know it's going to get hot around here now. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. To you out there that's listening to my voice, those of you who praise the Lamb of God, listening via the internet, God bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Reach out and touch somebody and tell them we're on the air. This is our week of promotion. And allow them to know we're here praying for everyone. Praise the Lamb of God that desires prayer. You, the Lamb of God, right where you are, can be a recipient of the power of God and the manifest glory of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. To the extent that healing can hit your body right where you are, right where you are, that deliverance can come right where you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've been dealing with a lot of contemplations of suicide here. Praise the Lord. I want you to know, hallelujah, with Jesus, there is hope for the hopeless. There's help for the helpless. There's a home for the homeless. With Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't allow that spirit to come upon
That's
you. Rebuke
right.
it in the name
Lord
of Jesus.
Jesus.
God is a God
Amen.
Of the living. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Giving you life. And he can give it to you more abundantly. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. God is able. We want to pray for you today. Prison institutions, hospitals. I want you to know God's hand can reach down every corridor, into every cell, into every ward. I don't care if you're in the box. I don't care where they have you in a hole. God is there.
Hallelujah.
And he's able to
yes,
manifest himself. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl Saunders is coming now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
to lead us to the throne of grace. Bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne. First, to just say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being an awesome God. We thank you for being everlasting in our life on today, Lord God. And, God, we ask you today, Father God, to forgive us for our sins, oh God. Forgive us for sins of commission, sins of omission, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to just drop your blood down on us, oh God. Blood wash us today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Blood wash our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And wash us thoroughly, oh God, from all our iniquities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, we ask you, Father God, to look upon our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, look on the bereaved families everywhere. God, look on the ones that's behind the prison wall. Look at the ones that's in the convalescent home. Look and have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We broken bind this old suicide murdering spirit. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we just ask you, Father God, to just allow your Shekinah glory to rest upon the show today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless every home that's representing on the show today, Father God. God, we ask you to move by your power. Demonstrate your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, you declared and you have wrote in your word, Lord God, that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but you gave us a spirit of love, joy, peace, and a sound mind. God, we ask you to put peace in the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to demonstrate your power in the lives of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you see what's going on in the land, oh God. The people in high office are murdering, oh God. God, we ask you to move by your power in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you rule and super rule, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the works of the devil. We come against the spirit of Pharaoh that's loose in the land right now, in the name of Jesus. We come against this Genesis demon that's loose upon the people right now. We declare war on the devil right now, in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of the devil. We curse the witch and the warlock, in the name of Jesus. We come against every sorcerer, every black magic worker. We curse the witch right now. We command the witch to die in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move by your power in the name of Jesus. God, they're killing up your people, God. God, we call for a vengeance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, let them see your hand working. God, let them see your hand moving, God, in the name of Jesus.
With
the police gunned them down. They don't want to give them justice, oh God.
Yes, God. Yes.
We know you are a God of justification. God, we know you are a God of justice. We speak judgment on the officer right now. In the name of Jesus. God, will you say it, oh God? If we live by the sword, we shall die by the sword. And God, in the name of Jesus, send your wrath there, God. Send your wrath there, God. In the name of Jesus. God, you see what's going on. God, you know what's going on. Please show how mercy upon the family, oh God. Through this, oh God, let somebody get saved. Because the devil think he got the victory. But devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. Hell, we come against your works right now, in the name of Jesus. We come against any backlash, any retaliation of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, have your way today, oh God. Send your prophetic anointing, oh God. Send the prophetic anointing, God, to rest upon the show today. In the name of Jesus, let somebody hear God today, God, that will uplift their heart today, oh God, that will smooth their troubled mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every sickness and disease. Jesus. Oh, God. We come against the works of the enemy right now. The suicide devil, we command you to flee right now. Get out of the lives of God's people right now. We put you in flight right now. God, you're declared in your word. Walk up to the thousand, two up to 10,000. And God, there's more than two or three on this line today, oh God. We put the devil on the run in the name of Jesus. We counter the excitement in the name of Jesus. We come against the fiery darts of the enemy in the name of Jesus. For Father God, you said in your word, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. To rise up against us on the day of judgment, oh God. You said you should sure to be wrong. And for this reason, God, we walk in the supernatural apostolic and authority, and we call in those things that be not as though they were. We command deliverance to come. We command set free to come. We command healing to come. In the name of Jesus, allow the blessings of the Lord to make it richer and add in no sorrow. God, do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We love you today, God. In the name of Jesus. He comes from us. God, we seek in your face today, God. We come before your throne, God. We don't know where else to turn, God. We don't know nobody to look to, oh God. But, oh God, in the name of Jesus, allow your Shekinah glory to rest upon us today. Come on through, God. Come on through, Holy Ghost. Come on through, Holy Ghost.
Come on, God.
Send your blood in every
school.
Send the blood in every school. Send the blood on every father. Send the blood
Send
the rain from the mountaintop. All the blood. Same blood that flows out of Emmanuel's vein.
The blood.
Nothing but the blood. That purified blood. That redeeming blood. The baptizing blood. That same delivering blood.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God.
God, we love you. We love you. We love you.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Oh, God, you're doing. Oh, God, today. My.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
From your sanctuary.
From your
sanctuary. From your sanctuary. Glory, hallelujah.
Like him nowhere. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, prophet. Adding, oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So mighty, mighty in this day. Praise the Lamb. Thank you for your past. For me, praise God. I went and I had that air conditioner on yesterday when I was in here. Praise the Lamb of God in the studio. And I went sweating. I guess that air blew definitely directly on my throat. Praise God. And I got a soreness down in there. So you all just bear with me. Praise. I know I sound a little straggly here. But I'm all right. Praise
get
the Lamb.
Get some honey. Get you some honey and some cayenne pepper and gargle with it.
Yeah. They done gave me that one and a couple of more. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to knock it out because I want to do some preaching Sunday. Glory to Jesus.
You're going to preach today.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. We're in the midst of a wonderful time. Praise the Lamb of God. I need you all to be marketing strategists for me. Praise the Lamb of God. And for the show, we need your help to promote the show on Twitter.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Your link, whatever connections you have, your email, praise the Lamb of God. You can go on our page, hallelujah, and you can copy the link and post it on your page or send it to some of your friends. Share it. Praise the Lamb. If this show is a blessing to you, surely it can be a blessing to somebody else. God, you're listening to our voice right now. You want to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so at error code 646-564-9818. That's error code 646-564-9818. And you can be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me see. We good? I thought I had a caller again. Boy, people call, get on and they push one, and then they disappear. We're good. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, I want to jump right in this lesson, praise the Lamb of God, and then we're going to release the presbyter here. Praise the Lord. But we want to just get a little word. Praise the Lamb of God. Next
amen,
20 minutes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. See, the word of God,
amen,
it releases
amen
the atmosphere of the prophetic. Prayer, praise, and the word will release
right
the atmosphere for the prophetic. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And we thank God for his word today. It's just been so, is it,
yes,
see,
deep.
I think I'm more excited because, hallelujah, about this lesson, these lessons I've been teaching this week, because it's what's happening in my life. You know, it's
yes
a schizophrenia. It's what's happening in my life, and I'm watching the favor of God on me. I'm watching the attacks of the enemy and everything all at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. But nonetheless, the favor is on me. And I want you to be,
yes,
I just want you to be so blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. So at the top of the hour, we're going to try to be finished with this around 1 o'clock, 105, so that we can prophesy to you for about an hour here. Praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, listen to me. Do not call my telephone when I'm on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to answer it. You're just calling in vain. Praise the Lamb. I'm not going to answer
amen
the telephone.
Okay.
I'm on the air. You calling in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The number you're supposed to be calling is 646-564-9818. That's the number to call. 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. I love you all. Now, yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, when we ended the show, praise the Lamb, it was right where, oh, my goodness, King Saul was really, really wrought with David because of his popularity. Praise the Lamb of God. It said that David went in and out before the people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all the people loved David. All the people of David, but there were some issues, hallelujah, that Saul had with David because of jealousy, because of his jealousy. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And let me say it again, because I don't want you to ever think because favor on you is going to make everybody like you. No.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. There are some people who are going to be mad at you because you got favor on you. Who's going to be jealous of you, envious of you, because of the favor of God that's on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. When God puts favor on you, praise the Lamb of God, you are set up for trouble. You are set up for it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But if you know how to deal as David has done, and already we heard the same redundant comment, praise the Lamb of God, or statement here in the storyline where it says, and David, praise the Lamb of God, handled himself wisely. He handled himself wisely, praise the Lamb of God. He behaved himself, it says in this 15th verse, very wisely, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Very meticulous was he with his wisdom on where he planted his feet, what he did, how he handled himself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So therefore, you want to use wisdom. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask the Father for it, who give it to him freely. Praise the Lamb of God. So make sure you're operating with wisdom. Hallelujah. During your favorite season. I can't make that no plainer to you. During your favorite season, make sure you are operating in divine wisdom. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to jump right back in this. It says, I'm going to start at 16. And all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. The Saul had made him the captain over 1,000 of his soldiers and everything. So David was going out to battles and doing little battles and taking care of, like, the police department, praise the Lamb of God, and the military. And he was going out and winning these battles and coming back, and the people just loved David. They just, I mean, God just dropped David in their heart, and there was nothing that they could do about it. Now, let me say this to you, ministers and what have you. This is what happens when, praise the Lamb of God, you're about to get called to a church to pastor or something of this nature. It can be 20 people in the running. And when you walk in the church and minister, the Lord open every heart in there and drop you in it. Faithful. Praise the Lamb of God, because you're the chosen one. You're the elected one that God has chosen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And when God does it, praise the Lamb, I tell you, can't nobody take it off of you. You want me to tell you who you can ask? Ask Barack Obama. Ask Barack Obama. Praise the Lamb of God. The favor of God, especially the first election, never have the world celebrated an American president come into office. People danced in the street all over the world. All over the world.
Jesus.
Brothers and sisters, for a man nobody knew. That's favor. That's the favor of God. That his spirit has went out and done something. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is the type of favor, praise the Lamb of God, that God can put on you, put on me today, praise the Lamb of God, in whatever situation or circumstance you're going through. God is able to do this for you, praise the Lamb of God. And all you have to do is deal wisely. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not for you to flaunt all of that kind of, just deal wisely. All right, now watch this plot, praise the Lamb of God, of this antagonist and this anger and this aggression that comes against David from Saul. Watch this in verse 17. And Saul said to David, "Behold, my elder daughter Mirah, her will I give thee to wife. Only be thou valiant for me and fight for the Lord's battles." Doesn't that sound beautiful? He going to give David his daughter to marriage, which causes David to be his son-in-law, would push David even deeper into the royal courts and now in the royal position of being married to one of the princesses, that she can become queen one day and David can become the king. This really looks like what God really is doing. But watch this that comes behind it. "For Saul said, let not my hand be upon him, but let the hand of the Philistines be upon him." In other words, Saul is saying, I'm going to put him in a position to fight all of these battles so the enemy can kill him.
Wow.
I don't want to kill him because the blood will be on my hand and Israel will hate me because they love David. But if I send him out to battle and let his enemies kill him, a little light bulb, let him down the battlefield. See, you got to watch people when they put you in positions.
All right now.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes your step up is a set up.
Yes, Lord.
Set up, pass up.
For your failure. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Y'all don't like me. You better watch out.
Yeah.
Somebody promotes you. Hello, light bulbs, out of the blue.
That's right.
You better ask them why. How is this thing happening? You better get some questions going in your head.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this for me?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Amen.
Just threw a spear at me a couple of verses back. You were throwing a javelin at me, trying to kill me. And now you want to give me one of your daughters.
Yes.
Okay. See, that sounds like schizophrenia.
That's right.
That sounds like bipolarism.
Yes, Lord.
You can't like me, love me, and hate me at the same time.
No, you can't.
Right.
You giving me gifts and seeking my life all at the same time. You going to give me your daughter and then make her a widower.
Right.
Or a widow. Right. Because you don't even care about her. It's about you and your selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay, y'all don't see this. Y'all don't. I see that now. Praise God.
Jesus.
Don't nobody. And some of us are anxious for positions and promotions and this, that, and that. You better pause for a minute and
mm-hmm.
see what the enemy is really doing.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Every door open to you is not God.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's true.
I said every door that opens to you that looks like favor is not God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Okay. Watch this. Come on, read with me. 18. And David said unto Saul, watch this wisdom. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
What is my life or my family? On my father's family in Israel, that I should be the son-in-law to the king.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What have I done to get this great favor?
Mm-hmm.
That I can be the son-in-law to the king, because when you become the son-in-law to the king, they call you the king's son. He's one of the king. I look like Bubs. David said, I ain't crazy. Something going on here. Hallelujah. You must understand, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm the Bible prophet. While you're telling us all of this, I told you day before yesterday, it's your season.
Yes, Lord.
It's your time of favor. It's your time for increase.
Yes,
it's your
Lord.
Promotion. It's your hour to step up. But don't step up blind.
My God.
Amen.
Don't walk up, praise the Lamb of God, thinking that the people who've been with you are happy for you.
Nope.
You got that right.
Okay. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all going to get it. Praise the
you
Lord. Just got to get you in your head once or twice. And you're going to understand. Praise the Lamb of God, that the people that you work with and the people
mm-hmm.
that's around you that's supposed to be supporting you when your promotion comes start having a problem with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they will.
Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Here we go. Watch this. But it came to pass at that time when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, that she was given unto Adriel. Wait a minute. The Maholathite to wife. He gave this woman to David. Watch this now. As soon as he saw David's eyes were open, he gave the same girl to another guy.
Yeah.
Must have been giving them to David. Hello, light bulbs. Now, there's something funny here, Prophet Darrell, you got to see. Let me tell you what it is. This was his oldest daughter. See? He only had one son, that was Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
If Jonathan died, this girl would be heir to the throne. So if he gave her to David, David would become king.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's trying to prevent. Let me tell you something, people of God. Let me tell you something, people of God. When the enemy know what your destiny is,
mm-hmm.
oh, you finna catch hell now.
Jesus.
See, Saul knew that David was going to become king.
Yes, he did.
Saul knew. It got out that Samuel had went down to Jesse's house.
Mm-hmm.
The Bethlehemite. And that David had walked under that horn of oil.
Jesus.
And the oil ran down on David's head. And Samuel told him, in that house, God has anointed you.
Hallelujah.
To be king of Israel. I felt the anointing when I said that. Woo! My God, somebody's getting an anointing right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody, that you listen to me. Hallelujah. One of you 17 that's on the show right now. The Lamb of God. God has anointed you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's place, and they know it.
Yes.
And they're trying to stop you.
Yes, God. Say that
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Anointed you.
Yes, God.
God has positioned you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you,
has given you favor with the people.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
They're manipulating. They're doing everything.
Yes. Yes,
to block
God.
Your way.
Yes, God.
Oh, my God. My God, my God, my God.
My God.
Hallelujah. Don't be blinded by gifts. Oh, come on, sit down at my table. Come on and eat. Come on and do this, blah, 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 blah. Better be saying, who am I that you prepare the table for me?
Yes, God.
Who am I that you pouring water on my hands?
Jesus.
Why am I that you're giving me a check all of a sudden?
Yes, God.
Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hello, somebody. Don't get gullible.
God.
Don't get gullible.
Yes, God.
I know I'm talking to somebody today.
You're talking to me, God.
You're about to go in. You're about to go into your best season of your life.
Jesus.
Y'all forgive me. I told y'all my throat was bothering me. You're about to go in.
I'm on a fire.
It's our.
Glory.
Yes, God.
And the devil said, hell no.
Hell no. That's what he said.
If I let her, if I let him walk through this door, he gonna put my fire out.
Glory, hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
My goodness gracious.
Yes.
My goodness. They gonna deliver people. They gonna get people saved. They gonna open people's eyes. They gonna raise the dead up in here. We can't let this go down.
Come on, Jesus.
Ask somebody. Praise the Lamb of God, who's been fired by God. Hallelujah. God fired Saul and put the anointing on David.
Hallelujah.
David is walking in a king's anointing.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In a kingly posture.
Yes, he is.
But Saul got of authority. Saul got the robe. Saul has the ring. Saul has the throne. But he don't have God.
But
he don't have God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Y'all not listening to me.
Oh, I'm listening.
You're listening to me. Because we so carnal-minded and so fleshly, Prophet Dale, we look at what everybody got on.
You better open up your mouth and say that again.
Right. All right, bros. We watching what they wearing. We watching what they got on. We watching who they marching with. And we don't see that there's no anointing here.
Glory to your holy name, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs.
That's right.
Around the corner, there's somebody glowing in God. over there sitting on the fifth row, the row of favor. Somebody got glory all over them. Over there, when you walk by this aisle, you feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I better leave this alone. Somebody going to get in trouble. I better leave this. I better leave this alone. I better leave this alone right here.
You keep preaching the word. You keep
preaching. My God, my God, my God.
Hallelujah.
The word.
You all right. Preach.
Hallelujah.
Preach the word.
Turn the lights on.
Jesus.
And Micah,
Jesus.
Michelle,
Jesus.
Saul's daughter, loved David. But that's not, you know, God done done this. He done this now. He didn't put David in this girl's heart. Watch this now.
Mm-hmm.
And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. And Saul says, I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him.
Wow.
But let me tell you something. Y'all better look at this. And that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. He tried his best to set Saul up for failure, to set David up for failure. He tried his best to get rid of David at the expense of his children. He tried his best to get rid of this. If I could just get rid of this anointed one walking around me, if I could just get rid of all of this glory that he walks in, I get up and I do all that I do and nobody even say amen. And he stands up and raises his hand and folks go to running and shouting like crazy. If I could get rid of this guy, if I could get rid of her. Y'all ain't been in church long enough. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's people on your job. I done told you. They see your glory, but you can't see it. And know you on your way to management. Know you on the way to management. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But you got to prepare yourself, people of God. When God is positioning you, oh, God. I done told you this already. You got to reposition yourself and redefine yourself. I was talking to my son Joseph this morning, and Joseph, he told me a few weeks ago, he said, Dad, I really want another job. You know, I'm tired of doing what I'm doing. I want another job, this, that, another. Praise the Lamb. But I said, okay, son, Dad is going to pray for you. So I've really been praying over my children here real good here of late. I've been really praying over my children. Praise the Lamb of God. So Joe called me this morning and said that he filled out an application somewhere, blah, 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 and they called him. And they called him to come in. And immediately when he said it, I said, he's going to management in that place. But I didn't say it to him. I heard it in the spirit that he's going to go in, and before you know it, he's going to be the manager. He's going to be managing it. Because that anointing is on it. Now watch this. He told me, he said, Dad, you know, day before yesterday, he said, I was just riding along, and the Spirit of the Lord told me, go get your Social Security card. He said, Dad, I went and filed the Social Security place. And I went in there and got, and they gave me my Social Security card. And when the place called me, the first thing they asked me is, do you have a physical Social Security card?
Jesus.
He said, I almost passed out. When I said, yes, I do. The lady said, you sure? Because you can't get the position if you don't have a Social Security card. Because the state is making us make sure that you are a legal citizen of the United States.
My boy.
He told me that, and I said, that's exactly what I've been teaching on, Joseph, that you are in a position to receive what God has for you.
Hallelujah.
That you qualify
Amen.
Yourself. See, a lot of us want to go forward. You don't want to change to go forward.
Jesus. That's Hallelujah. That's
you want to stay the same old raggedy you.
That's
it right there.
Same old lazy, complacent you.
That's it.
Jesus.
No work. Don't want to do the work.
Don't want to do
God.
The work.
Huh.
Want a husband, don't want to clean house.
Come on now.
Oh, God.
I want to comb your hair. I want
to
fix it up. I
know
the ask. No. No.
The word, teach the word.
Okay.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Because you think you qualified already.
Oh,
my God.
Somebody.
Nobody qualified you but yourself.
Hallelujah.
So your qualifier is disqualified. Your qualifier is disqualified because your qualifier is yourself.
Jesus.
See, it was Naomi, come on, and Ruth.
Come on,
that qualified.
Jesus.
Naomi, come on, talk to me here now.
Come on,
all right, bub.
Yes, sir.
I told her what to do.
Yes,
told her to
did.
Fix up on your best dress.
Yes,
you Y'all
did.
Know I'm telling
yes,
the truth.
You come on, tell it.
Qualified her.
Yes,
so
you
always, again,
yes,
you just go on in the field over there. Woo!
Yes,
and let the light of God hit you. Let the light of God hit on your skin and just be
yes.
looking good and smelling.
Oh,
all right, bro.
Jesus.
Glory you disqualified because you qualified yourself. Hallelujah.
Jesus, all right.
You ain't got nobody to manage you.
My
to
God.
Bring you under subjection. Because you don't
want
to listen to nobody.
That's
you
it.
You who have yourself as a boss, as a fool, as an employee.
Come on now.
If you're your own manager. And you don't have nobody over you to be responsible and accountable to?
Teach that book.
You set up failure.
Thank God for the word. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody got to tell you when you're wrong.
That's
yes,
right.
You do.
Amen.
Right,
oh,
so
my
that's
God.
Right.
Somebody got to tell you when you're wrong.
Yep.
Yes,
teach
Lord.
The book of Apostle Shakespeare.
Somebody got to tell you how to get what they already didn't got.
Yes.
Amen.
And you messing with people who ain't got nothing. You and your girlfriend both are unmarried and
Broken
need a husband.
Yes,
and y'all trying to help each other.
You can't help me.
There used to be an old saying, the blind can't lead the blind.
Amen. That's still the right saying today. The blind can't lead the blind.
The blind can't lead
the blind.
Same bitch.
Yes, Lord.
On both balls. In the same ditch. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I know the prophet talking today. We got to let some prophetic flow come. Ooh, did I finish that verse? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I will give as a snare to him that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, thou shalt this day be my son-in-law in the one of the twine. Praise the Lamb, one of the two. You go marry this one. Praise
yes,
out of my
Lord.
Two daughters. You gonna have them. I'm gonna stop right there. I'm gonna stop. Praise
don't
the
don't
Lamb.
Stop.
Hallelujah.
Don't stop.
But I know I just said enough today to save somebody.
The
Lamb
out.
Of God. Your sad situation because you got favor. God has favored you. But you don't know why you're catching so much hell.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You don't know why you're catching it. Praise the Lamb.
Oh, the glory.
It's because you're favored. is because the favor is on you.
That's right.
Catch the head.
Hallelujah.
Tell them, bring it on.
Oh, yes, God.
But you got to deal wisely.
Yes, God.
You got to deal wisely.
That's
don't
right.
be going off.
Hallelujah.
Wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's
Jesus.
Heard.
Jesus.
Behave yourself wisely.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And those who think they're in control. Did you hear what
oh,
I said?
Almighty.
And those who
think they're in control.
They're in control.
Those
who think they can block your destiny. And those who think,
hallelujah,
yeah, that they got it going on.
Yes.
They don't even see that the bridge is out. And they drive. They run it. They're doing 100 and don't even see that the bridge is out.
My God.
That their days are numbered. Their days are numbered. Because
Jesus.
They forgot God.
Yes, Lord.
They disobeyed
yes, Lord.
God.
And so
they
I
went
know.
Off into witchcraft.
Jesus.
They burned. They rebelled against the word of God.
Oh, God.
And became angry with the God of heaven and his way
Jesus.
For their life. And they've chosen their own way. And God has stamped your forehead. And on your forehead says replacement.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I didn't told you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your forehead says replacement.
Jesus.
You're their replacement.
Jesus.
Praise
Jesus.
The Lamb of God. Woo!
Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus.
Oh, boy, I should be writing a book about this.
Thank you for your
this,
word, Jesus.
Thank you. My God, my God, my God. I read a commentary. I've just sat here and read God's word and let the Holy Ghost give me revelation. Hallelujah. And I haven't taken anything out of context. This is all in context.
Hallelujah.
This is what happened to David when the oil ran on him.
Hallelujah.
On him.
Glory
he was
God.
Anointed.
Yes.
Yes.
Go to hell. All the way to the throne.
Jesus.
Because the enemy desired to block his destiny.
Hallelujah.
But when you know God has anointed you.
Hallelujah.
That's why Jesus had to make that bold announcement, Prophet Dale. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
And
he has anointed me.
Yes.
The priest.
The God.
The strong.
Jesus.
The priest.
The set.
Jesus.
The recovering of sight to the blind. My God.
Glory to the name.
My God. And when you know that you're anointed, the oil is on you.
Jesus.
Then can't no devil in hell make you turn back.
Amen.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights. I'm gaining every day.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus.
Still I press. I'm heaven bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My God, my God. I love him today. I love God. I love God today. I should say the doors of the church are open, but it's all right. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
For your love
thank
and your
you.
Glory. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right,
Jesus.
I'm going to open a couple of mics. and see what these people are talking about, and then we're going into our prophetic flow. Erica 518. Erica 518.
Yes, hello.
Who's calling today?
This is Linda. How are you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Well, we're glad to have you on the show today, Linda. How did you find us?
I was on the internet, and I just clicked on live, and I seen you, and I said, okay, let me hear.
All right. Did you like what you heard? All right. Praise God. Well, we're glad you clicked on. Praise the Lamb of God and came on the show. We're glad to have you, and you're welcome here from Tuesday to Friday. Every day we're here from Tuesday to Friday from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern time. And then, of course, the archives are here, too, that you can come on 24/7 and listen to the archives of the show. Praise the Lamb of God. You sit right there because there's a prophetic word for you. We'll be right back to you. Praise the Lamb of God. You just hold on. Hallelujah. Yes. Air code 248-732. Your mic is hot.
That's Kadari.
Hey, how you doing? This is Elder Kadari Norton.
Hi, Elder Kadari. How you doing?
I'm blessed.
You're in the
show today.
Oh. Well, we welcome you to the show today. Praise the Lord. I haven't heard your name before. What ministry are you with?
His name is Bishop Jones. I'm pastor. I'm under Greater Sharing Cross Apostolic Church in Pontiac, Michigan.
Hey, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Out of Pontiac. How did you find our show, dear?
I got a text from a sister by the name of Althea Green, and she told me.
Oh, yeah. Althea's on the show right now. Althea, this is one of your invites.
Yes. Hi, Kadai. How are you? And welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Amen.
All right. Just hold on a little bit, Kadai. All right. Eric Cole, 615.
Hello.
Hello. Your mic is hot. Who's calling?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle.
Nashville.
You call him in Nashville. All right. Praise the Lord. What church you with down there, Michelle?
Rachel. Mount Zion.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes, I love Mount Zion. Oh, I love Mount Zion, Apostle.
Is she from Mount Zion?
Oh, I love Mount Zion.
Yes.
Bishop
Walker.
Oh, my goodness, Michelle. You should know me then.
Yeah.
You must know me a little bit there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's my bishop. Bishop Joseph Walker. What you talking about? Hallelujah. All right. We in the house. Mount Zion. One church in three locations plus cyberspace. I tell you the truth.
Yes.
My God, what a man of God he is. What a great administrator. What a great mind. Him and his lovely wife. And Willow, that's my baby.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb.
Yes.
Tell y'all the story of how I prophesied to him about that baby?
No.
Do you know him and his wife was at the conference one year? And I was finished praying on the stage, doing intercessory prayer, and I came down, and the Spirit said, call Joseph. And I called him over to me, and the Spirit of the Lord said, tell him and his wife been trying to have a baby, and they can't. And I told him. And he called his wife, come here. Hey, listen to this prophet. And I told him, I told her, y'all been trying to have a baby, and you ain't been successful, huh? She said, oh, my God. I said, listen, I laid hands on both of their bellies, and I prayed. I said, by this time next year, see you,
you will
have a baby in your arms.
My God.
Hello, light bulbs. That next year, she walked in with Willow.
Oh, my God. Praise God.
Now, some other members of your church couldn't have no baby. And the Lord told me that the witches over there in Nashville had cursed y'all water. Haven't there been a lot of babies birthed at y'all church?
Yes, yes.
And see, nobody know I did this. But I told them, these two people, how to rescue the water supply.
Jesus.
And reverse curse.
Yes,
so that babies could be born. And
ooh,
it started. And your pastor don't even know I did it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The Lord told me, said, I tell you who I told, Consuelo and her husband. They got pregnant behind it. That's my baby, too. Now, you want to have a baby?
No, I'm not trying.
I'm in a baby mood today. Okay. I don't want to take up all the time.
Come on now.
All of you, those of you that are calling in, dilemma, and those of you that want a prophetic word, push one now on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God on your phone pad, and we will come to you. Praise the Lamb of God. We're coming right down the list. Erico 747, who's calling? Erico 747. Who's calling?
Hi, praise God. This is Cammie, Father. How you doing?
I'm fine, girl. You got another phone?
No, this is always my home phone. You called me out. I've had this for like almost a year.
Okay, I usually call your cell phone then. That's the one
yes,
you call.
Sir.
You normally call.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. Things have been really turning around like you told me it was. So, you know, God has been really good, and I'm so grateful for your prayers and everything that you and your ministry have done for me in this past year. So, yeah, so praise God.
It's turned around.
Yes. Well, you told me that it was going to be some, you know, things happened for me and some increases and some other opportunities and everything that you said has come to light. So I'm grateful. You know, it's sometimes you get impatient, and I was like, Lord, when is going to happen? But, you know, thank God. So thank God for everything you've done. I really appreciate it.
He's an awesome God, isn't he?
Yes,
praise
he
the
is.
Lamb of God. All right. Let me see. Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir.
I need you to go to the top here for me. Praise the Lamb of God. I need you to demand the show just for a minute. Let me tell you why I want you to start at. It's the 518 area code. Who's that?
Yes, that's Linda.
Okay. Right there, Prophet. I want you in birthing you all, you know, to do what we do. But I have to take a call right here, okay? I must take this. My doctor's office calling.
Okay.
All right. Prophesy, Bertha, prophesy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Bertha?
Yes, Prophet.
Go for it.
Linda?
Yes.
The Lord says, don't be weary in well-doing. He has not forgotten about you. God says, it's the season for you to increase your faith walk. God says it's time for you to increase your prayer life and your meditation, your study time. God says stop letting people and things distract you from spending more time with him. It's very important that you spend as much time in the presence of God as you can, because this is not the time to be out of the will of God and without his covering. God says, I have not forgotten the promises that I have made unto you. God says, keep him, continue to seek him, for it shall surely come to pass. But God says he needs for you to step up your prayer life and your word life. Consider your priorities. Reprioritize your time. God wants you to tithe some of your time to him, because it's in your prayer time and in your meditation that you're going to receive the answer to the prayers that you have prayed for him. To do some things for you, just going to come about the revelation in your prayer time. So God says, seek him the more. Seek him the more in order for the word to come forth that he has promised.
Where are you going?
Since you're scared of God.
Amen. Look, I want to tell you, I just agree with everything my Bertha has already spoken over your life. But I want you, for the next 21 days,
Why are you giving me no orange juice, Nisha?
I want you to lay out for the next 21 days.
No, I just
want you to begin to talk to the Lord and begin to witness. In other words, I want you to get out your bed. When you get out your bed for the next 21 days, I guarantee you, and
where
I want to say, you're going to begin to see the hand of God move on your behalf. Amen? Because see, hello?
Yes.
There's some things that you got up before the Lord. Matter of fact, there's two major things that you got up before the Lord that you need the Lord to work out like ASAP.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And as you begin to lay out for the next 21 days, I guarantee you, and I won't take it back, around the eighth day, you're going to see God move.
Amen.
Amen. And I heard the scripture said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up in the everlasting, and the King of glory shall come in. For who is this King? For who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care what you have been going through. I want to let you know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God said, all right, all right. And he also brought this song to you. Step back and let God do it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. You be blessed and be encouraged. Amen?
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Who was that?
732, Kadari.
Hello.
Kadari, my
yes,
brother?
Yes,
oh, good, Harry. God says he's calling you to a higher place in him. God says he needs for you to separate yourself. And what he's saying is he needs you to shut yourself in, to pray, and to meditate on him. Because God says it to take you to another anointing. In other words, such as close yourself out away from people. Because there's too many people around you, and you can't hear accurately what the Lord is saying. Because they're distracted, you're being distracted by the conversations. And God says it's time for you to separate yourself so that you can hear his voice and his voice only. Because there's another level that God wants to take you to. God says also, Lord Jesus, God is who it is, you must speak the word of God. God says there's some unforgiveness that you're holding on to. And it's time for you to repent of those past sin and unforgiveness so that he can do the work in you that he desired to do. There are things that are blocking you, and that's one of them, from moving into what God has for you. The scripture comes, I cannot put new oil into old wine vessels because it's bursting and it's not being effective, what God is trying to do into you. So you have got to let go of the past, let go of the old, so that the new can come in and manifest as the Lord desires for it to do. Move past your past, says the Spirit of God, so that I can do the work in you that I desire.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sis, I want to tell you this. I stand in agreement with everything my birth has said. Amen. And woman of God, I want to tell you this.
Yes, amen.
I'm a brother. I'm a brother.
Huh? Who she prophesied to?
Kadari, the guy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. I want to tell you this. Thank you, Lord. Once you begin to step back and see what God is doing in your life, when you stop allowing people to dictate to you who you are and whose you are, because, see, I heard some people say that you're not going to amount up to anything, that this ain't going to work, that ain't going to work. Let me tell you something. When God puts something in your spirit, amen, you need to work it. You need to work it, amen. The Lord said that you should have been almost a millionaire.
Wow.
Jesus.
He said you should almost been a millionaire, but you have got off focus. You should have been had your own business, hallelujah, but you have allowed people to speak negativity in your spirit. You have to cut the naysayers off all because you can't go any further with the naysayer. Amen?
Amen. Wow.
Hallelujah. And I picked up a wife. Where's your wife?
Well, I was engaged, but she cut it off because she said the Lord told her that I was a false prophet, I was a deceiver, and much more things.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let me tell you this. Uh-huh. See, we need to be careful to see. It wasn't her that was saying that, so she lied on God. Now she got to pay for the lie. Uh-oh. That's what happens when you let people dictate to you and let people speak over your life. Amen?
Amen.
You cannot listen to jealous, you cannot listen to jealous folk. Amen. What the Bible says, jealousy is as evil and cruel as the grave. But guess what? I'm here to let you know she got to come back around your way. Ah, yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The devil has a contract out for her. So now I know you're going to see her again. Amen. You're going to see her again, and you tell her that the prophet said, that God said, she has to be watchful and be careful.
My God. My God.
Because if she linked up with this other individual, oh, my God, she's going to wish she had not. And don't say, hey, God said it, God said it, God said it, and you just pray for her. But see, God, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all right. Amen. I better get out that thing. But you continue to hold your head up, man, to God. Continue to walk into the, continue to walk in the authority that God has called you to. Amen. And
Amen.
Continue to listen to the voice of God.
Amen.
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 All right.
Prophet, there's a strong restoration spirit on you for restoration. Praise the Lamb of God. A part of this that you're going through is a lesson. God is teaching you some things. You just got to raise your antennas and lift your head out of the depressed state, and you'll see, praise the Lamb of God, that God is formulating a greater ministry in you. Praise the Lamb of God. But as Prophet Darrell has already spoke to you and Bertha, praise the Lamb of God, these things are all going to work to your good. Hallelujah. I've been called a lying prophet and all that, praise God and all that, but let me tell you something. You must stay in the position God called you to and continue to prophesy and keep your head raised up. You're in the highest office that a man can hold if you're a true prophet of God. There is no office higher than yours.
Amen.
There is no office. You are higher than the president. God talks to you.
Amen.
Barack Obama wish he had your ear.
Hey.
Jesus.
The low light bulb.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. You just hold on. You didn't, the Peter said, after you have suffered for a little while. Hallelujah. You just suffered for a little while now. Now restoration is in view. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to vindicate you. He's
Amen.
Going to vindicate you. Hallelujah. Prophet, I think this woman coming back, isn't she? Is she married?
No, she ain't married.
Oh, she coming back.
Well, she messing around with another boogaboo. But ain't she
married? Oh, yeah, but
she
boogaboo going to boogaboo her. She'll be back. Praise
God,
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And if you want her, you can have her. She gonna be your wife if you want her to. Praise the Lamb of God. God's going to give you favor like that to choose. You just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. We got to move on. We got to move on. What's your area code, man, so I can keep moving? Prophet, what's your area code? Is you
747? 248-732-951.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. All right, we're at the 615. We back down in Nashville now. Praise the Lord. My Zion, God is calling you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mount Zion Church, praise the Lamb of God. Rochelle, is that her?
Rochelle,
wait a minute. Is this Rochelle? Rochelle, is Rochelle. Your husband a saxophone player?
Hello?
15 area code.
Yes.
What's your name? 615 area code.
Rochelle.
Is your husband a saxophone player?
No.
No, okay. All right, You going in and out of doors or something here. Praise God. All right, my Bertha.
Rochelle, as Prophet was talking to you, the Lord showed me a glow. A glow is all around you. And as he was saying about the birthing and the babies, you're birthing, but it's a spiritual birthing. God is going to take you to another level of anointing, and you're birthing that anointing now. Also, the blessings of God are upon you. Wealth and riches are coming to your house as never before. They're coming in abundance, says the Spirit of God. But God says, push forth, because the baby is at the entrance. What you're birthing is fitting to break forth in this season, says the Spirit of God.
Praise God.
Prophet Darrell.
An evangelist. There's some kind of a ministry. Yes, Lord.
You know, I heard this. Pack up. It's time to move. Why do you say that, Prophet? God said that it's time for you to move because you really set up where you're living at.
Yes.
He said, pack up, and I guarantee you, before the snow hit the ground, you're going to be in your new place.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
praise.
And you're going to see the hand of God moving on your behalf once you get moved, all because it just seemed like you can't get focused. You can't get it. It just seems like you can't get in contact with God at this place. It's been a drought.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. It seems like the brook has dried up. But as soon as you pack up and move, you're going to feel fresh water.
Oh,
fresh. Oh, my. There go that water again, Apostle. It's going to be like a spring of fresh water. Yes, because you got a prophetic gift yourself, so says the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Matter of fact, God said you are a dreamer. Not only you are a dreamer, but you are able to interpret dreams.
Yes.
Right.
What a mighty gift. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Prophet, let me ask you this, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to ask you this. You're going to answer yes or no. Are you in ministry?
No.
No. Although there is a call on your life. You do know that?
Yes.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
You do know that. Okay.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. There's an evangelistic call on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I want you to do what the prophet has told you to do. I want you to pack a box. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And get ready to move. But this move, hallelujah, God, look at you, God. Hallelujah. Is a physical move that's showing you going on in the spirit. God is moving you in the spirit. Hallelujah. It's a transitioning time for you.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, that's in this move, there's some breakaway. There's some break off. Some stuff got to end. You hear me now, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, out with the old and with the new.
Oh, yeah.
You're holding up your new by holding on to your old.
Jesus.
And the old will not change.
Oh.
Hello, Light Bulbs. You came on the show. I didn't call you.
Yeah.
You came on the show. And you know I love some Zion. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God wants to give you some new in your life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you're going to have to let go. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She know what I'm saying. You're going to have to let go.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
And watch what God do when you let go. Because you're going to be obeying God. And when you obey God, faith kicks in. And faith ain't a feeling or a belief. Faith is an operation of the superimposed power of God in your life to make things happen that you can't by yourself.
Yes.
Oh, I think I said something right there.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God's going to work everything out for you. Praise the Lamb of God. But you definitely going to have to get ready to do some preaching. I'm evangelizing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's your destiny. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you all have a catastrophic event that's coming to Nashville. Praise the Lamb of God. That Mount Zion is going to play a strategic role in, and praise the Lamb of God, the like a makeshift housing for people that's going to be displaced. Because of what God is going to do. But this is going to be a God thing. And it's going to be a blessing to the church. It's going to be a blessing to Bishop Walker. Praise the Lamb of God. When this storm is over, Lord have mercy. When this pass is over, Joseph Walker, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be the most popular man in the state of Tennessee.
Oh. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
His name going all the way to the White House. I don't know what's going to happen. Praise the Lamb of God and why it's going to work that way, but that's what God has spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. He has some work that he has to do in the political arena, and God is going to use him mightily in that area also. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have said it. I ain't taking it back in Jesus' name. Praise the Lamb. Erico, we rolling. Praise the Lamb of God. 3-3-1.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Prophet. This is Sandra. How you doing?
Sandra, how you doing today?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I'm calling because a few months ago, you and Prophet Darrell had prophesied that I had to be careful what I speak because the very words that come out of my mouth, God was going to honor them. And I am in the manifestation of seeing this very thing come to pass, and it is blowing my mind to the point where all I can do is just give honor, glory, and praise to God.
Well, hallelujah. We thank God for your testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. We do. Hallelujah. The Lord is doing great things.
Amen.
Yes. Somebody got a speakerphone on. You got to get off your speaker. You're causing that echo. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want you to know that God is going to do more for you, praise the Lamb of God, than you ever dreamt in this season, praise the Lamb of God, a manifestation. God said mighty manifestation is going to come forth, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But even in us talking to you about your mouth, you got to watch who you're telling what God is doing.
Why?
Amen.
Keep a watch over your mouth.
Yes. Amen.
Keep a watch over your mouth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand do. And let me tell you something. I'm telling you this by experience. This experience I'm giving you now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used to run my mouth like Flipper.
Mm.
Want everybody to know everything. And they was chopping my tree down all while I was talking.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You meant well, though.
Hello, Lightbugs. Praise taking everything I say and making it their word and all of that old kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them God said he going to give me that building. They go over there and buy it.
Yep.
They wasn't even looking at it. You got to learn how to just say, okay, the Lord say he going to do something. The Lord has spoken or what have you. Let me just watch God do this.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But I'm excited about it. Prophet Darrell, Bertha, anything y'all want to say to our sister, our daughter? I just want her number to work more than on. I want to tell you that.
The Lord says to you, the song came on. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. God's eyes are on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me.
Yes.
I can hear the freedom in your voice, Sandra.
Yes.
You're free from a lot of things that were holding you back. And God says just as he cares for and take care of the sparrow, he's going to take care of you. Why? Because you walked in obedience to what he spoke to you. Great is thy faithfulness toward you, says the Spirit of God.
Thank
no
you.
More lack shall come upon your house. Your
thank
struggle
you.
Is over, says the
thank
Spirit
you.
Of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Pastor Darrell?
Yes, I'm sorry, Apostle. I had to, you know, they're in here trying to fix my wall. And I'm telling you about this mold in my house and all the mess they got going on here. But, Sam, I just want to tell you this. The more you continue to seek the Lord and the more you begin to press into God, you're going to continue to see his hand move. Amen. And the more that you continue to stay in your word, and God is going to give you a miracle, not only in the natural, but in the spirit. Not
yes.
only that he's going to do that, but he's going to give your body a total makeover.
Yes, God.
Because the reason why he's getting ready to do all because he wants you to lean and depend on him no matter what the circumstance look like. You got to trust him. Come on, brother Gilbo. Yes, God. And he said the more that you begin to trust him, then he can work everything else out in your favor.
Yes,
hallelujah.
See, God said it. Holy Ghost said so. Thank you, Jesus. Hi.
I'm so nervous.
God, yes, God, I want you to walk from your house to your driveway. I want you to walk there 5 times. Stop. And watch God straighten everything around you out.
You want me to walk, you know my driveway goes in a circle. You want me to walk straight up and down to the complete driveway?
Walk up and down the whole driveway.
Okay.
Because God is going to allow you to do a makeover.
Yes, my God.
Yes, Lord. All right. As my elect lady had preached it some Sundays ago, he's getting ready to give you a do-over.
Yes, God.
In other words, do everything over again.
Glory. Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory. I told you God's going to bless you mightily. I told you. Your blessings are stacked on top of each other. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God
Hallelujah.
Had to teach you some discipline, but you're getting it. You're getting it.
Yes,
you're getting
yes.
it. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We love
Hallelujah.
You today. We
love,
love
you
today.
You.
Moving right along,
God
people of God. We got a line here. Praise God. I'm trying to get everybody I can in here. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, Lord, I heard you. Hallelujah. 504. 504 error code. 504.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing?
Who's calling? I'm doing
Amanda.
Good.
Amanda.
Amanda. Praise the Lord.
This is
hallelujah.
Amanda.
Y'all
have
y'all.
Me fired up on this line today.
Woo wee. Y'all have me fired up too. I was fired up on this line too. For this guy came and messing with me, knocking on my door. Praise
yes.
the Lord. God. I tell
yes.
you something, always to disturb you. I'm like, Fidel,
yes.
they're worrying me now. My God, I had to get him out of here. But how you doing, Amanda, today? Lord, this servant of the Lord right here. Oh, she on the air with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, come say something to Amanda.
Jesus.
Yes, it's release.
Divine favor. God says, Amanda, all you have to do is ask, and it shall be given unto thee. Ask in my name, says the Spirit of God, because divine favor surrounds you as a shield, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Prophet Darrell.
I'm sorry, Apostle. Can I'll be right back.
Yes. The Lord told me to tell her something anyway. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you, Amanda.
Woo!
Amanda, I hope you're sitting down.
Jesus.
Because this hot off the press of heaven. God said he's going to give you more in this season than he ever has.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God said he's going to give you more in this season than he ever has. Praise the Lamb of God. Girl, you just have to open your hands wide right now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Stretch them to the heavens. For as sure as the Lord lives, your hands are full. Blessings upon blessings upon blessings upon blessings are coming into your hand. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. What is this business I see? What is this business, Amanda? Hallelujah. Your own business?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yes,
my goodness. And it ain't no shabby business neither. My goodness gracious. Glory to God.
Thank
you. Glory to God. I'm looking at these glass doors. You come in and then you got to walk up some stairs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Inside this place. Hallelujah. Yes, God. There's counters and stuff. My goodness gracious.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, God. God's going to do it for you. Another door is opening for you. Praise the Lamb. Spirit
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord is all over me. Hallelujah. Another door for you.
Hallelujah.
Praise. And God is just going to bless. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. What is that? I don't know what these are. I don't know if it's... my goodness, look like when you first open the door, it looked like jewelry and then like shoes, praise and clothes, and there's a lot of different commodities here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is some type. My goodness gracious, but it's a nice size place. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. My God, what is this? Hallelujah. And I see stuff on racks around. Yes, up over your head, just so you can push a button. I can be in the cleaners and coming around. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my goodness gracious, Lord. Hallelujah. It's blessing right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Amanda, I tell you the truth. My God, my God, my God. Praise God. We got one more right here. Got to get this one. Praise God. Amanda, we love you today.
We love
praise
you
God.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. 973 Erico.
Hi, Prophet, everyone. This is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine from Jersey.
Good. Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm where the brook with my family here is down to like a trickle, and so I'm just looking for direction. And then also there was a house I was wondering whether I should pursue. I don't want to spend any time on it if that's not what God wants me to pursue.
How's the weather there?
Oh, it's nice. We got over the rain yesterday. It missed New Jersey part, but it really got New York, Long Island, and well, down towards the beach part of New Jersey, it got a lot. But there's something else that's coming through again on Saturday or Sunday, so I don't know what, you know. I'm just staying ready. I'm just staying prepared.
Do you remember what the prophetess Bertha told you?
About the water? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I seen that in Detroit, too, this week. Yeah.
You do remember that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The water. She seen water all around me, but it didn't.
Yeah,
wasn't,
my goodness
wasn't
gracious.
On me. You said he was coming in the water.
Coming in the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Praise God. You did receive that. My. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Bertha, what you got to say? What you got to say? Hallelujah.
Elaine.
Yes.
God says move in the house. Because the waters that I'm seeing around you are clear waters, which are waters of blessing. God is fixing to bless you abundantly. As the rivers flow, that's how your blessings are going to flow, says the Spirit of God. God says the house by the brook is yours. Move in it. And as you look out over at the rivers flowing, just count your blessings as they flow down. Says the
Hallelujah.
Spirit of God. You are blessed. Oh,
praise
God, you're blessed.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
I just love God. Lord, you're so awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God. I just don't know what to say. My goodness gracious.
My.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Great is that faith, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Great is thy faithfulness, God. You're awesome. Hallelujook. Okay. Prof. Darian, anything you want to say to her?
Sit back and cross your legs and watch the Lord work.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's all we can say to you, honey. All of us say yes. We say yes to that word you just received. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen. Yes.
And just enjoy what God is doing in your life. Praise the Lamb.
Yeah.
Last, I think we got to take this caller. Yeah? Love you, honey.
Bye-bye.
7-7-8.
Hello.
Erica 773.
Hello.
Hello, who's calling?
This is Nancy calling from the West Coast. Good morning, everyone.
Is this Nancy Williams?
Yes, it is.
I know this beautiful voice. Is this Nancy?
Yes, it is. Calling from the West Coast. Good morning, good afternoon, Prophet Darryl.
A boy,
Prophet
your girl
Michael.
Is calling, y'all.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, Nancy, we haven't heard your voice on the show in a while.
Praise
God, but I'm sure you'd be listening.
I
see your number occasionally. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sure you'd be listening. Let's get to it now. Bertha, let's talk to Nancy in California.
Nancy, God says he's doing a new thing in you. Get ready because he's fixing to stretch you. Because he wants you to come up higher in him. God says, get ready for the stretch. Yes, because the stretching is what's going to make you. It's not to break you, but it's to make you into the woman of God that he's calling you to, because he's going to take you higher. Get ready. Don't listen to what other people are saying to you. God says separate, because he's going to break off some friendships. And when he breaks these people away from you, do not go and connect back to them, because their motives are not right. They're there to hinder you from going where God is taking you. Where you're going, they can't go with you. God says get ready and prepare yourself for the stretching. If you can go through the stretching, you will last.
Yes.
In the ministry that God is fixing to place you in, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to Jesus. Prophet Dale, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Apostle.
What are we going to say to Nancy?
Nancy, I just want to tell you to brace yourself. I want to tell you to brace yourself. In other words, I want you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For you got an expected end.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And the thoughts that God have concerning you are good. Hallelujah. I just want you to begin to, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh. God told me to just tell you, he's getting ready to overflow your meal barrel.
Oh, Jesus.
You have to be able to sow on good ground.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
You have to be careful where you sow seed at. Hallelujah. The Lord said you have sowed seed on some stony ground. And he said you have to eat that which is good unto the dogs. You have cast your pearls among the swine, and you have gave that which is holy unto some dogs. That's why it seems like there's been a drought in your finance.
Keep speaking.
It's not the devil doing it; it's you did it. But God said he's going to give you an overflow this time. But he wants you to be wise as a serpent. Thank you, Apostle, for that word. Hallelujah. And
yes.
He wants you to be watchful where you plant your seed. You have threw some seed on some thorns in. Hallelujah. And all you got was a thorn. But God is getting ready to pluck your thorns off of you. He's getting ready to bring you into your jubilee season.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to close. Praise the Lamb. Nancy, praise the Lamb of God. Nancy, love, listen, love. The Lord, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Has spoken to you a clear word from this prophetess and this prophet, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your seeds that you have sown, praise the Lamb of God, in some bad places, hallelujah, cannot usher you a return, praise the Lamb. But listen, God rewards faithfulness, because you did it out of ignorance, praise the Lamb of God. You didn't know. Because I'm going to tell you this, and I want to tell you this before everybody. There was a day when you sowed into this ministry that life changed drastically. Blessings flow to you like all kinds of things start happening for you. Hallelujah. The other day, I was sitting on my sofa, and the Lord said, listen to me good. Lord said, Nancy is going to start sowing into your ministry again, but don't tell her today. Hello, light bulbs.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now I want you to go pray, because Prophet Dale has released a word to you that if you follow, you're going to see. It just broke open. I see a home in California.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
It's tri-level.
Jesus.
It's got your name on it.
Yes, Lord.
God is going to bless you tremendously.
Yes.
But there's a call on your life.
Mm-hmm.
That stretch. There's a call on your life that's got to be answered. Angelus.
That's right.
There's a call on your life.
Yes.
That must be answered. In the name that's above every name. And I won't take a word of what I said back. In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Out of town, people of God. This has been an awesome show. Praise the Lamb of God. Tomorrow we'll be back. We'll be doing some more teaching on favor. Don't you dare miss it. And we'll be doing some more prophesying on tomorrow as we're interceding. So don't thank us because you didn't get talked to today. Call in tomorrow, 818-973, you guys. Call in tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. We're out of time completely. We got to go. I bless you. I bless you all. Thank you, prophets, prophetess, intercessors. I love you. Praise the Lamb of God.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay.